This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palta. Dozens of bodies of people who died from the coronavirus disease were cremated at a mass cremation site in New Delhi yesterday as cases surged in India's capital and across the country. This comes as the U.S. says it will soon donate its entire AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine stock to other nations. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Vaccine is not approved in the U.S., and the Biden administration's increasingly confident in the supply of the three vaccines that are being used here.
We do not need to use AstraZeneca in our fight against COVID over the next few months.
Spokeswoman Jen Psaki says once federal regulators authorize the AstraZeneca vaccine, the U.S. will start making it available to other nations, as many as 60 million doses in coming months. The administration's been under pressure to give more of its supply to struggling nations like India. Sagar Magani, Washington.
As the death toll from the military crackdown against peaceful protesters in Myanmar mounts, some in Southeast Asia are joining armed combat to fight back, heading to the country's remote borderlands to join a patchwork of rebel armies. One of the oldest and largest ethnic armed groups, the Karen National Union, told VOA that protesters coming from the lowlands of central Myanmar in urban areas have been trekking to the rebels' hilly jungle hideouts for training since late March. The ethnic rebel group says it has taken over an army outpost near the eastern border with Thailand. Fighting broke out early Tuesday morning in an area near the Salween River, which separates Myanmar and Thailand. Now, the Karen are one of Myanmar's many ethnic rebel forces who have sided with protesters who have staged daily mass demonstrations across Myanmar. This is